time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
It is a quarter to 11, and from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlson joins us. How are you, Dave?
Good morning, Coz. So great to have you back on deck after a long weekend.
Too right. Yes. Interesting footy match, wasn't it?
Oh, dear, the controversy rages. The Roosters will take it because the winners can please themselves, can't they? But as far as the refs are concerned, I think the incoming chairman may be wielding a very big broom soon.
All right, now trainer Frank Hurst, very laid back bloke.
I tell you what, Frank is unflappable about most things, Sean, I can tell you. And his outstanding chaser, Good Odds Harada, is a $7 equal favourite for the TAB $1 million chase in the TAB All-In Market, equal with the Victorian Kurt Lee. So at the top of the list, Good Odds Harada. His brother, Feral Frankie, has just eased a little bit out to $10. Frank Hurst is our guest today. Frank, good morning. Good Odds Harada, drawn box 7 in semi-final number 3 this Saturday night. He's had 6 starts in the black rug for 4 wins and 2 seconds, including victory there last Saturday night in 29 and 85. So you must be pretty happy with the draw.
Well, happy enough, mate. It could be worse. You know, he does seem to handle the outside, but, you know, in the big races, mate, everyone wants a one box.
Yeah, they do. Well, you've got a speedy greyhound I'll speak about in the one box in just a second. But Good Odds Harada, Frank, of course, was the runner-up in the national sprint final in August and dominated the Bathurst regional series of the $1 million chase, including a supersonic 29 and 30 in the heats. Then you kept him fresh with a month off before last Saturday night's win. How's he pulled up? Is he okay?
Mate, he's pulled up terrific. Yeah, pulled up great. We just got back from Athens. We just give him a 400 up the Athens straight. Him and his brother, Good Odds Buddy, for Friday night's race, mate. They'll kick back now for the rest of the week and take it easy and be fit and ready to go on Friday night.
Well, as you'd expect from a semi-final at this level, Frankie's he's got a stack of speed inside him. As I mentioned, the likes of Federal Lily in box 1, who's got a 5.34 first split at Wentworth Park. The Queenslander Quaris Flick in 2. Nangar Jack for Timmy Keynes in 4. We've got the Victorian 8 ball in 6. But you never know, Frank. That could work in his favour. He might just get clear air at that crucial first turn.
Oh, well, you know, if all the speed's on the inside, maybe they'll jumble up and he'll whip around them. You know, who knows?
Well, he's a big unit and, you know, he won't take any prisoners.
He will not, mate, no.
Now, Frank, with you've given him that slip up at Appin today. Are you going to just keep him on the lead for the rest of the week?
Yeah, mate, you know, he'll just have a little walk or something. Couple of mornings or whatever, but that's all he needs, mate. He needed the run on last week. That's why we raced him. And he'll be a lot fitter this week.
Now, Frank, in $1 million chase semi-final number 4, his brother, Good Odds Buddy, will line up from box 3. You've got Buck's Future in 1, Lightning Vision for Neil Staines in 4, CJ's Boy Aston Duke and the Victorian Shima Shine in the outside boxes. Good Odds Buddy is an amazingly consistent greyhound. And, look, you'd think, like, he's not the kind of greyhound who pings to the lead usually in his races, but you'd think he'll just be looking to sneak a run just behind them passing the catching pen.
Oh, that's the way he races, mate. He's got the same sections as the other dog, but in a field he's not, you know, not as quick. And, yeah, we'll be hoping that, you know, he slots in the second or third spot. And if he does, I'll know they're in a race at the finish.
You betcha. Well, he won the Dapto final, 29 and 75, after being runner-up to Aston Duke in the blacktop. And he's got a 29 and 55 personal best at Wente. And just like his brother, he's a solid unit. He won't get pushed around, Frank.
No, mate, no. They're very, very good tries and good chases, mate, you know. They only know to go hard, mate. That's all.
Well, Frank, you know, you've had so many great chases over the years. I remember Zulu Zeus back in 2013 took out the New South Wales Sprint Crown, and then went down and was placed behind the mighty Zylia Allen in the final at the Meadows. But even between now and then, you've had so many good chases. Are you excited? I know you're just a laid back dude, but are you excited about, you know, getting into the semis? You got two tickets in that $1 million lottery.
Oh, mate, you know, we're excited. Of course we are. You know, everyone is. That's, you know, the aim of being a drug trainer is to have, you know, get in the big races, and, you know, we're sort of half on our way to getting in another one. But, you know, it's a big step up. You know, only the winners go through this week. So, you know, if you don't win, you're back out looking for somewhere else to go, you know. That's part of the game.
Too right it is, Frank. But I look forward to seeing you on track on Friday night. To you and Tracy, all the best with Harada and Buddy. And as always, thank you for being our guest on Going Greyhounds.
Thank you, Dave. Take care.
You too, mate. Frank Hurst there with us, Sean. And look, there are now three scratchings from the $1 million chase semi-finals. Crack and Spike for Keithy Pedrana is now out of semi-final number two. Charlie Casey for Pete Cars joined Miley Nismo as a scratching in the eighth and final semi. So three scratchings so far for Friday night semi-finals. Just a reminder, tomorrow night we've got heats coming up of the Young Star and the Masters Meteor. So a good night, a big night. I'll be trackside at Wentworth Park tomorrow night. Then Friday night, the semi-finals and the heats of the Group 1 Sydney Cup for the stayers. They'll be the first three races on the card, followed by the $1 million chase semi-finals. And then on Friday week, it is the final itself. All the big races will be decided. The Hoodoo Gurus playing live after the last, and Channel 9 Gem between 9 and 10 p.m. showing three races, including the $1 million chase final on free-to-air TV. So along with Sky Racing, certainly we're going to have you covered, Sean.
All right, now, if you put up a bit of ordinary after the Canamble Carnival.
Sean, do you reckon Gatorade, Panadol and Red Bull might be in people's cars?
I reckon they'd be down the shot. The vet's getting a distemper shot, probably.
Well, I tell you what, it was an amazing weekend. To Kevin Gordon and everyone who attended, congratulations. 67 races were run across the long weekend at Canamble. Congratulations to Noel and Robin Messina after taking out the Garrard's Horse and Hound Golden Maiden Final with Bound to Succeed. The son of Dinah Double One and Marley Sprite was the first reserve and made it two wins from as many career starts. Noel and Robin, they've been great supporters of Canamble. They've been going there for over two decades. And they also won a feature there 2 years ago with Just Nimble. But Sean, it was a tremendous weekend. Apparently people were trying to get to the bar, trying to get past trainer Mick Patterson. He was glued to the bar. Morning, Mick. And our very own Sky Racing's Mick Wallace called a race, Sean. How about that? Mick was up there in front of the microphone.
Well, Mick could do anything at some of those carnivals, I reckon. Good on him.
he'll be one of them with the... Hey, sorry, Sean?
Mick was best on ground at Dubbo on us there that weekend. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, he's got a Panadol drip permanently inserted in his arm.
No, he enjoys life. Good on him. Go, Mick. Now, we're going to change being made to future meetings by the Canberra Club at Goulburn. What's happening there?
Yes, Sean, the future Canberra Club meetings at Goulburn will have Tab C, grading, prize money and programming. Tab C, they'll be racing on Sundays and Thursdays. The change does not affect the Goulburn B meeting, Sean.
Right now, Dave, we need a few winners.
Yeah, we do to kick off our working week. There's three New South Wales meetings today. Goulburn is the first one, not too far away from 11:57. And the best bet is race three, Willie Blues. Race three, Willie Blues. The value bet, race eight, number five, Manila Beef. Race eight, number five. Lismore is on this evening from 6:49. The best bet, race three, number seven, Linden Picture. 3:07. The value bet, race 10, number two, Miss Electric. 10:02. And of course, Gosford is on tonight from 6:59. The best bet there, race 11, number eight, Gorgeous Jelmy. Sky Racing's Ben Way will be backing that because Abby Jelmy, of course, is his fiancée. So gorgeous Jelmy, as Ben always calls her. Race 11, number 8, the best bet. The value bet, race 9, number 8, Seb Zar Mooney, 9-8. And that wraps up another Going Greyhound. Sean?
Good on you, Dave. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You betcha.
Right, Dave. Greyhound Racing New South Wales Going Greyhounds this morning. And it's 5 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio.
Welcome aboard the Qantas Points plane, a flight exclusively for our frequent flyers. On the left, you'll find seats booked with points.
Until a few seconds ago, this brand was the last thing on your mind. And now, thousands of people like you are thinking about it and checking it out online. If your brand is the last thing on people's minds, advertise on radio. Because if you need results now, radio's never been more alive. Visit radioalive.com.au.
And carrier charges apply.